Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by GiveWell. Get your first donation matched up to $100 when you select podcast and the Accidental Creative at givewell.org. Hey friends, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books. My latest is called Herding Tigers, How to Be the Leader That Creative People Need. And here on the show, we talk about you. We talk about your creative process. We talk about what it takes to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy in life and in work, meaning to go to work every day, to do a lot of work, to do good work, and to do it in a way that's sustainable. And that's always the tricky part, right? It's doing work sustainably, meaning that we're doing it in a way that we can continue to produce over the long term, that we won't get burnout on the altar of short-term productivity. So much of our culture worships, what have you done for me lately, right? That is our mindset. What have you done for me lately? And if you're not producing now, then I don't want to think about a week from now or 2 weeks from now or 5 weeks from now or whatever. You need to make it happen right now. Well, if we want to be able to produce consistently like that, we have to build practices into our life to prepare us for those moments when we have to be brilliant at a moment's notice. So on the show, we talk about those practices. We also talk about the mindset needed to be resilient in the midst of change, in the midst of uncertainty that we face as creative professionals every day. And today I want to talk about how to plan for uncertainty. So listen, I don't know about you. I didn't have global pandemic on my bingo card this year. Like, I didn't see this happening. And yet here we are. I don't think any of us really saw this coming. And yet there are some people who are thriving in the midst of the uncertainty, and some people are really wrestling and struggling in the midst of it because they hadn't prepared themselves for the inevitable uncertainty. And so on today's show, I want to talk about a couple of principles that we can apply to help us better plan, whether that's planning your career, planning your business, planning your relationships, planning your personal life, whatever it is. These principles apply across the board, but specifically, I'm going to talk about it in terms of your career and in terms of your business. And if you're a leader, you're a manager of an organization, you have a lot of responsibility, it's going to apply to how you think about the next 2 to 5 years of your business. Okay, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the future holds, but we can, in some ways, mitigate risk by asking some specific questions and distilling things into a certain kind of mindset that allow us to be able to approach that uncertainty in a more meaningful way. So before we jump into that, just a couple of things. In September, I'm doing a series of live workshops called the Creative Leader Roundtable, and it's designed to bring leaders and creative professionals together to talk about how we can be more prolific, brilliant, and healthy, and specifically how we can navigate through these changing times. So connect with your fellow leaders, learn best practices, share resources, and then I'm going to be teaching 3 live sessions as well as conducting multiple Q&A sessions and other types of interactive events throughout the course of this 3-week workshop. So visit creativeleaderroundtable.com if you want to bring your team. We also have an option to bring your team to this. So if it's something where you want to bring your team to learn together, we can absolutely do that. Just go to creativeleaderroundtable.com to learn how to be a part of it. Also, this episode is sponsored by GiveWell. So every year, millions across the globe suffer from easily preventable diseases. This year, because of coronavirus, more people will be in need, of course. If you're in a position to give and you want to help, try to support charities where your donation can save and improve lives the most. And that's the mission of GiveWell.org. For over 10 years, GiveWell.org has helped donors find charities and projects that save and improve lives most per dollar. And here's how. GiveWell dedicates over 20,000 hours a year researching charitable organizations, and they handpick a small set of the highest impact evidence-based charities. GiveWell isn't asking for your donation. No, they're asking you to give to the amazing charities they recommend, like Helen Keller International and Against Malaria Foundation. Plus, GiveWell takes no fees, so all of your tax-deductible donation will be used to help others. I don't know about you, but our family gives a percentage of our income away every year. It's one of our core principles. And we always want to know that we're giving money to organizations that are using that money wisely, that they're putting it to good use. There's nothing worse than finding out that an organization you gave to is misusing funds, right? Because it just feels like a waste. You were trying to do good. Well, GiveWell is the way that you can determine whether who you're giving your money to is actually putting that money to good use. So if you want to have even more impact, donate soon. Any of our listeners who become new GiveWell donors will have their first donation matched up to $100 when you select podcast and the Accidental Creative at checkout. This matching offer is good for as long as funds last. So get your first donation matched up to $100 when you select podcast and the Accidental Creative at givewell.org. Listen, friends, this is a time for us to be generous. It is. And if you want to know that your dollar is going to the right place, please check out givewell.org. Get your for up to $100 match when you select podcast and the Accidental Creative at givewell.org. And we thank GiveWell for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk about how to plan for uncertainty, the inevitable uncertain times that are going to come. Listen, we talk often on this show about your skill set. We talk about your practices, and those things are important, but your mindset is also critical. How you think about the work, the way that you organize the work, how you allocate your finite focus, the kinds of questions you ask, all of these things are critical to your long-term effectiveness, and especially when you're dealing with uncertain times. So I want to give you three simple, quick principles today for dealing with uncertainty, how to plan for uncertainty. The first one is you have to ask better questions. Ask better questions. All right, I have in my life been accused of asking too many questions. As a matter of fact, favorite nickname for me is Captain Ask-A-Lot, because when I come into a meeting, I'll say, why? Why are we doing that? Why is this? Why are we doing that? What result? What did this result from, right? Like, I'm always asking questions. And part of that is, A, I'm just naturally curious, but part of it also is I really want to understand not just what's going on, but what is the reasoning behind it? Why are we doing this? What are the governing dynamics? Because those who understand the governing dynamics can make better decisions, not only in this present moment when circumstances are what they are, but if circumstances shift, then you're better positioned to be able to make good decisions in those moments of uncertainty as well, because you understand not only what to do when times are good, but also the governing dynamics that led to those decisions. So we have to train ourselves to ask better questions. I want to give you a couple of questions you can ask to prepare you for moments of uncertainty. The first one is, what are we assuming to be true? Okay, so when everything is going well, when it seems like everything is lined up, you know, your business is great, your career is going well, your finances are good, your relationships in order, all those things, what are we assuming to be true and what are we assuming to be false right now? And what if it wasn't true or what if it wasn't false? Okay, there are some assumptions that you're making that may or may not be valid assumptions. So I'll give you an example in my business, right? I made the assumption, I think I had very good reasons for believing it, but I made the assumption that my business was pretty resilient because I train organizations. I spend a lot of time working directly with those organizations, or I speak to groups of people. And regardless of how things are going economically, I mean, I've been through downturns and I've been through flush economies, and there's always a place to do work. There's always some sector that's doing well, even in the midst of a recession. And so it seemed like a pretty resilient business. The one thing I had not planned on is a global pandemic, right? When all events are shut down. And so I've had to pivot my entire business online, which is, you know, it sounds like a natural pivot, but it's really a lot more, as most of you have figured out, right? It's more challenging than I think most people thought it would be at the beginning. I was assuming that my business was resilient, that there was very little that could bring down my business. But I wasn't accounting for something that I hadn't even thought of, right? What the thing I was assuming to be true is there will always be an ability to get together with people in person and to do these events. And, you know, why would I not assume that? It had always been that way my entire life and my entire career. But that was turns out a false assumption. Had I been thinking ahead of time, what would happen if I couldn't go out and meet with people in person? And that, by the way, it's not necessarily a pandemic. It could be if I get sick or something else happens, right? What is my contingency plan? And am I preparing for that in advance? That's one way that I could have prepared for this uncertainty in advance. And if I had done that, then I would have been far better positioned when all of this hit to just flip the switch and move my business to a different place, or at least I would have had other types of revenue that were sort of supporting that core business that pretty much vanished when all events suddenly disappeared from the calendar, right? So I think the question we can ask is, what is the pin in the grenade? What is the one pin that if it's pulled could blow this entire thing up? We don't consider that. I don't think we look for vulnerabilities. We don't look for weaknesses. But we need to do that, especially if we're leading organizations. We need to ask, what is the pin in the grenade? What is the thing that, if pulled, could blow this entire thing up? And then we need to be planning contingencies around if that pin gets pulled. Okay, so ask better questions. That's principle number one. What are we assuming to be true? What are we assuming to be false? What if those things were not true, were not false? And what is the pin in the grenade that could blow this whole thing up if it's pulled? All right, we need to be thinking about that. Now, hopefully it'll never happen. You know, we may have never lived through a pandemic. We may have never lived through a time when events couldn't happen. For example, in my business, right? But if we do, and we are, then I've already done the planning necessary to enable me to discern what my next steps are. I'm not trying to do it on the fly in the midst of a crisis. Okay, so that's number one, ask better questions. Number two, you have to build your runway. You have to build your runway. Okay, so when you encounter a time of extreme uncertainty, those who survive are often those who have the runway to get them to the next place, right? They have the financial resources, the relational resources, whatever capital is necessary in order to get them to the next place. Those who struggle are those who haven't been wise about building that runway so that they have a little bit of leeway to bridge them to the next place. And so I think the big question you have to ask is, let's assume that everything shuts down for a year. Let's assume that my business goes underwater. Let's assume that my organization lets go of a significant number of people, including me. What do you need in order to bridge you to the next opportunity? What is that going to take for you? How are you going to get from here to there? And you need to start building that now. You need to be in a position where you can withstand several months or up to a year of whatever it's going to take. I think most people who are in that position now are in a really good position to be able to leverage opportunity when it comes back on the other side, because I think a lot of people aren't going to be able to weather the storm. So that's the first thing you have to ask is, what do I need just to bridge? But that's not necessarily enough. The second thing you have to ask is, what will make my stakeholders comfortable? So when I was initially starting my business well over a decade ago now, the conversation I had with my wife, who is a stakeholder, obviously, in my success, was, what is going to make you comfortable with me leaving my job? What would it take for you to be comfortable with me leaving my job? And we came up with a number, and that was the number. That was it. When we have X dollars in the bank, then you can go out and you can launch this and you can whatever, but I need to know that you have that much in the bank as runway in case it doesn't work. And I think some people think that risk, you know, entrepreneurs are risk takers. Entrepreneurs are not risk takers. I heard James Altucher once say, entrepreneurs are actually risk mitigators. Entrepreneurs are people who do their best to try to mitigate risk. Now, there's always going to be risk involved, but you want to mitigate the risk as much as possible. So you have to ask not just what makes me comfortable, but what will make my stakeholders comfortable, so that when we encounter a time of uncertainty, nobody's freaking out, nobody's making rash decisions, we're not jumping ship immediately, but instead, we know that we have the runway that we all feel comfortable with to help us get to the next place. So build your runway when times are good so that you have it when times are uncertain. All right, that's the second principle. The third principle is, you need to be clear about the main thing. What is the main thing? What is it that you're really trying to do? What is the thing that, listen, if you go out of business doing that thing, or if you lose your job doing that thing, you will consider it well worth it. You always protect the main thing. Mission is king. Now, listen, a lot of people talk a good game when things are good, when the economy is flush, when money is flowing, when business is flowing, deals are flowing, promotions are coming. Everybody can talk a good game about mission when times are good, but it's when times are rough that you find out who really believes in what they're doing, who really is willing to bend their life and spend themselves on behalf of something other than their own comfort. That's when you really figure it out. So you always have to protect the main thing. What is your main thing? And by the way, your answer to that might be, my main thing is providing for my family and making sure that they have a future. Fine, that's great. Your main thing may be something related to your business. Fine, that's great. Or some personal calling that you feel in the world. That's great too. But you have to protect the main thing. Mission is king. So what do? You adapt and you adjust around mission. When everything in a military environment, when everything goes wrong, you still have to accomplish the mission. You adapt and you adjust around the mission. You do whatever it takes to accomplish the mission. If that means you have to figure out how to jerry-rig something together in order to make it work so that you can accomplish, great. You just figure it out. You just make it happen, right? And the same thing applies to you and applies to me. Okay, you have to adapt and adjust around the mission. And that's really, by the way, that is also really critical. These are hard times. People are getting sick all around us. People are losing their jobs. This is just a hard time right now. People are struggling. Some of us listening right now might be struggling, might not know where next month's rent or mortgage is going to come from. I understand that. I get that. I understand that these are really difficult times. And I also want to let you know, listen, it is how you walk through the hard times. Ultimately, at the end of the day, when you look back in 15 years, because this is going to end at some point, when you look back in 15 years, how you walk through these hard times is going to matter more than the hard times themselves, right? In 15 years, when you look back, and this will be over, and it will, you're going to ask yourself, what did I do during that time? You know, how did I engage? How did I behave? How did I adjust and adapt? Did I do it in a way that I'm proud of? Or did I behave in a way that I look back on and I regret and I'm ashamed of? We all are learning to adjust and adapt right now. I don't care if it means because somebody in your family is sick, or if it means because you've lost work, or if it means just because you have to stay home for months at a time, right? Which is also not easy. We downplay the psychological effect of that. It's really hard. We're not wired for that as human beings. We still have to adjust and adapt around the mission, because the mission is the main thing. So what is your mission? What mission are you on? And how are you going to adjust your tactics and adapt your mindset so that you can center in on the mission, the main thing? So those are the three principles. Number one, ask better questions. What's the pin in the grenade that could blow this whole thing up? It's a question you should be asking before the pin gets pulled, all right? And then you can prepare for it. Number two, you have to build your runway. So what do you need to bridge, and what are your stakeholders comfortable with as a runway? Number three, what's the main thing? Always protect the main thing. Mission is king. So adjust and adapt during this time around your mission. Listen, friends, we got this. We do. Our families adopted two mantras during this time. Number one, we can do hard things. And number two, this is going to end. And I believe both of those things to be true. There is going to be another side of this at some point. When we look back, we're going to be asking, how did we deal with the time that we were given? So I just encourage you, friends, to steel your mindset. And now is the time for you to start planning for that next season, to start planning for uncertainty, because nobody knows what lies ahead. All right. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there, or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.